Jamie Hixon, Associate Commissioner, is in charge of baseball. We welcome him to Idaho Sports Talk here with Bob and Chris. With seven teams in the Mountain West, how important, Jamie, is it for the conference to get to eight?
I tell people frequently, seven teams is about as challenging as you can, challenging a number as you can have in college baseball. And so to answer your question, anything more than seven and Boise State coming on board would be hugely beneficial for us, because we're kind of in this middle ground where the debate is constantly what's the right number of conference games to play. And obviously, in all sports, you want to have as good RPI as you possibly can, and that's been something that that we've worked very hard on throughout the entire history of the Mountain West, is improving our baseball RPI and trying to find that magic number to get as many teams into the NCAA tournament and then obviously have as much success as you can from there on an annual basis. So with seven, you obviously have six other conference opponents to play, and right now what we're doing is playing 30 conference games and have been for a number of years, which is back what we used to do when the league was formed. Therefore, the middle portion, once TCU came in, the group had determined by, when I say the group, it's the baseball coaches that make the recommendation on what they would like to do, and then that goes forward through our governance structure, obviously. But when TCU was in, we went down to 24 conference games, with the idea being that you had more opportunities to schedule quality non-conference opponents and then boost the league RPI, which is, in fact, what happened over those years from 2000 and I think 2006 was TCU's first year clear up through 2011. So anyway, long answer to your question, but an additional baseball member in Boise State would help us tremendously with that, because then you can think hard about going down and playing 21 conference games, because 18 is too few, which is what you would have if you played a single round with seven teams.
You mentioned the scheduling challenges that you get. How does the number of teams in the Mountain West currently compare to some of the other mid-major leagues, and how do they go about and how do they navigate the same type of challenges?
You're kind of all over the map when you look across the country with the baseball playing leagues out there. The number, as I mentioned earlier, seven, there's only a handful that play with seven teams in the league, rather, and then they do a variety of different things. We are on the very high end of what number of conference games played with 30. 30 is the max that anybody plays in the country. When you get to eight teams, then again, that's more realistic to play 24 games. I'm just looking through here on my spreadsheet. The Ivy has eight. They play 20 games. The American has eight. They play 24. So it's with what we're doing now, as I said, we're on the high end of the number of conference games we're playing, but we could look to reduce that and be more in line with what everybody else is doing in a similar circumstance around the country.
What do you think is a realistic timetable for Boise State to add baseball?
You probably saw the quote from me last week in Michael Katz's article that we are prepared to accommodate them as soon as 2018. And although that would be challenging for our guys to be able to drop opponents for as soon as next year, it's not like we haven't had to do it in the past few years as we work through realignment. Realistically, my opinion is looking to the 2019 season, more than likely as the first season of competition. But that being said, not out of the realm of possibility to see a Boise State baseball team on a field in 2018.
How strong of a league would Boise State be entering in 2019, or whenever it happens to be, if it ever does happen to come together? Because I've seen runs from Mountain West teams in the College World Series before. So how strong of a league would Boise State be entering?
This will be another long answer. We have been up and down throughout the history of the league, and as I mentioned, constant effort to try to make sure we're positioning ourselves as good as we can be nationally. When TCU was in the league, as I mentioned earlier, our RPI has been as low as 20. And then when TCU was in the midst of their run and the whole league was better then, we had a top 10 RPI, or hovering right around the top 10 for a number of those years. Right now, we have slid back a little bit farther than we like, but we are doing a lot of things internally to address those, strategic scheduling initiatives being one of them, and that conversation or that comment I mentioned earlier about the number of games you played ties directly into that as far as how many quality non-conference wins you can get and what that means for your overall league strength appearance in the ratings percentage index. So right now we've got San Diego State and New Mexico. You referenced the standings earlier. They sit atop the Mountain West. They've both had very good wins so far this season, and New Mexico has been as high as number one in the RPI, actually knocked off Texas Tech last week, which was their highest top 10 Texas Tech at home in one of two games, which is their most significant win or highest ranked win since 2010. San Diego State has the most wins in the whole state of California right now, and those are the two front runners. UNLV and Nevada have had some success recently. UNLV was the 2014 champion and went to the NCAA tournament and won some games there. Nevada obviously lost their coach to Arizona the year before last, and again, but has had some. They won a record number of games in Jay Johnson's final year. Fresno State's obviously a national name in baseball, a baseball market. With the 2008 College World Series championship as a notch on their belt. And then San Jose State's got a great young coach in Jason Hawkins. Air Force had their best season in program history last year. So although right now we're not as strong as we may have been even in the 2013-14 season, that can change real quick, and we anticipate we're going to be better next year.
Jamie Hickson is Associate Commissioner at the Mountain West. He's the Sport Administrator for Baseball, talking about Boise State looking to add baseball, join the Mountain West as an eighth team. I would think 18 would be kind of tough. You don't have a coach right now. You haven't even started recruiting. But as you look at a new team coming in, joining the fold for the Mountain West or for just college baseball in general, what do you think, Jamie, is the greatest challenges that they will face?
I think although Boise State has been very competitive since they've entered the Mountain West just a few short years ago, it's longer than that, obviously, but in the history of the league context, the biggest challenge I think you're going to have in a market like Boise is just the weather. And they would not be alone in the Mountain West. And in the original Mountain West, BYU and Utah were in the exact same situation. Currently, Air Force and Nevada deal with those same challenges, and by those challenges I mean in Las Vegas or San Diego or Fresno, you're not going to get the snow and cold temperatures that you have to deal with when you start playing a summer sport like baseball in February. But that being said, what Oregon State is doing this year, again, I mentioned what Utah did last year with winning the Pac-12. BYU had an awful lot of success when they were here. You can overcome it, but that will be something that they will have to sell and to work around as they try to schedule games and build a program in a place that doesn't get warm consistently until a little bit later than some of our other programs.
What's the Mountain West postseason structure when it comes to getting the bid to the College World Series or to the NCAA tournament?
So we went for several years. I took over baseball in the 2008-09 season. Coincidentally, of course, in 2009 was our first year of having more than one participant, which is pretty good if you're talking about two or three teams out of a seven-team league. We were a multi-bid league from 2009 clear through the 14 baseball season. Only the previous 2 years, last year, the 2016 season, we had one representative, our league champion, our tournament champion, and same thing after the 2015. I'm just trying to make sure don't get my years mixed up. After the 15 season, so you guys had mentioned this earlier, but TCU made the College World Series in 2010, and they also were a tournament participant every single year they were in the Mountain West. So it can be done here. All those things I talked about with regards to scheduling and RPI and those things all matter when you're looking at the overall strength and your overall chances to be a successful tournament participant once you get into the NCAA regional or regionals. So we tweaked after last year's tournament, as I mentioned, 2 years in a row with one bid coming out of the league, is we adjusted our tournament format. So by our tournament, I mean the Mountain West Baseball Championship. So that's what we're actually working really hard on right now. This is only the second sport we do in this particular way, where we don't determine where we're going, same as the football championship, until a regular season champion is identified. So that could be as late as the Saturday before the tournament begins, which the dates this year are Saturday, May 20th is the last day of competition, and the tournament begins on the 25th of May. We reduced the field to 4 teams from 7. And the logic there is we had so many games in the 7-team format, and we played 6 for the majority of our league history, 6 teams in the baseball championship, but 7 for the last few years, is if you get into the loser's bracket, you have a very large number of games, and we've had teams come out of that loser's bracket and win the championship, and you're playing sometimes 6-7 games coming out of that loser's bracket, and then you have to turn around the next week and try to go play in a regional, which can be challenging. Because, college baseball, like baseball in general, but college baseball in particular, it's so important with the arms you have, and that makes a big difference, your pitching rotation and how successful you're going to be. You don't want to necessarily want to be playing that many games before going to regionals the next weekend. So because of that, we reduced the field, as I mentioned. So we have a format that mirrors the NCAA regional starting this year, and then obviously time will tell if that helps us be more successful in that first weekend of NCAA play.
And how much does attendance and support matter? I mean, do the teams that get the most do the best?
I would say success equals attendance. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Fresno State is a name in our league. That's what I would say is more of a baseball town, and they draw. Otherwise, when we were at UNLV, we had the championship at UNLV back in 2014, and they were the number one seed that year. And same thing with New Mexico last year. We were down in Albuquerque. They were the number one seed and co-league champion, and the attendance for both of those events were really strong for the championship. And I'd say it's the same thing in the regular season. If you're winning games, or if you have a marquee name like Steven Strasburg comes to mind back in the 2009 season, their Friday games at San Diego State were regularly sold out when Strasburg was throwing, and they were having a really good year that year as well.
Jamie, thanks for your time. We appreciate a look at what baseball is like in the Mountain West.
Thanks for having me on, and we look forward to seeing how this whole thing develops in the coming years.